Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Dearborn Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I continue spending time with God through the devotional journal, Walk This Way, today's topic is walking a renewed path. Yesterday, I was talking about walking a prayerful path and just how fitting that was about how much that path led me to where I'm at today. And working with IDES and the Antioch Christian Church here in the Marion and Cedar Rapids, Iowa area. And so as I approached today's topic and saw what it was, it's like, I need a renewed path at times. In the devotional, I write and I ask the question, do you ever experience a time when you're just worn out? And I says, that's kind of a silly question, isn't it? But we all experience those times where life just keeps piling on us, and whether it's physically, mentally, psychologically, whatever it is, we experience those times where we're simply worn out and we need renewed. Yesterday was one of those times for me. It was hot out here, and working chainsaw and dragging brush and out in the sun, and by mid to late afternoon, it was taking its toll. I'm guessing not just on me, but the entire crew that was working. And to get back to where we're staying in the church here, and to take a shower and just renew my body, renew my mind, become refreshed from a day's work. Most of the time, when we reach those points of knowing that we're worn out, it's not an overnight thing. It's a gradual process. We just add a little more and a little more and a little more, and before we know it, we've done all that we can. And I think the same is true in our spiritual walk. Most of the time in our walk with Christ, it's not a matter of one day we're walking close with Christ and the next day we just feel worn out spiritually. At those points in time, it's those gradual pieces that just seem to pile on, and those entanglements that Paul writes about, that he says that we cast off, we no longer let those keep us from this walk. And so as we walk this path with Christ, we find that we can walk a renewed path. A favorite passage of mine, and probably a familiar passage to most of you listening today, is the passage out of Isaiah where God says that those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Now, we like that, and sometimes we quote that verse. I think it's chapter 40, verse 31, if I remember correctly. And sometimes when we do that, we miss verse 30, which says, even youth grow tired and stumble. And to me, it's that encouraging fact that we all experience that. Even the young, strong Christians, workers, you name it, they experience those times where they grow weary and they stumble. But God says when we are worn out, we can come to Him and be renewed, not by effort on our part, not by adding more things to our to-do list, but we can be renewed by simply waiting upon the Lord to allow His Spirit to refresh us, to make us ready for the next day, for the next task, for the next step with God. After coming back to the church here, getting that shower, resting a bit, getting something to eat, and a good night's sleep, I feel renewed. I'll probably tell you a different story tonight if you were to ask. As the heat index, I think yesterday the actual temperature was 97 or 98 when we finished up. But they're calling for another heat advisory here. And so I'm guessing by the end of today, I will again feel worn out. But I'm confident that another shower, another meal, another night's rest will renew my physical strength. It's those times when I'm spiritually worn out that I don't know that we're as accustomed to resting in the Lord, that we're as accustomed to that shower, that cleansing, that refreshing from God of His Spirit, of allowing His grace, His mercy to rain down on us, to shower us with His presence. I don't know that we're that accustomed to being spiritually worn out and realizing that we need a meal. We need to spend time in God's Word and be refueled, to be re-energized with all of those components, to be cleansed, to rest, to be fed. Today, as we spend time praying, I do appreciate those that are praying for the team that's out here. We have a group from some from the normal Bloomington, Illinois area, some from the Houston, Texas area, some from Northern Kentucky. I'm from South Bend, Indiana, and I had a guy join us yesterday and from Iowa here, just an hour or so south. So it's a group of guys that have gathered to help people and to watch the relief on people that have been looking at a mess and not knowing what to do about it. Their yard, their property is just a maze of tree limbs and trees, and they look out and it's like, where do we start? But isn't that the way it is with many people spiritually? In their relationship with God, they know their life's in a mess sometimes. Sometimes they're oblivious to that fact, but many people realize that. And they're looking out over their life and, where do I even begin? And our role, our job as followers of Jesus is to come alongside of them and say, I can help. As Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ. We can get out of this together. We can give hope. And that's really the point of IDES, from my opinion, and from what is bringing hope of Jesus through meeting physical needs. And so today, as you pray, if you would not mind praying for the team out here and our endurance through the heat, I would ask, even as much as important as that is that you would pray for our witness, that we would make the most of the opportunities that God gives, not just to clean up property, but to share love and hope, to share Jesus. And then as you pray regarding today's devotion, pray about your level of weariness. Pray about your willingness to wait upon the Lord, your willingness to be refreshed with His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness as He rains His Spirit upon you. Pray about your desire to be fed, to consume His Word. And pray about your willingness to rest in the Lord, to wait upon the Lord and be renewed with strength as an eagle. Oh, that's beautiful to watch an eagle just rise from the ground or a tree limb and take off and soar. And God says that can be you and me. when we rest, when we wait upon the Lord, when we walk this renewed path. Will you take all of your weariness, all of those times where you're just worn out in whatever area, look that worn out is, and will you hand them to God and say, I need to be renewed? Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And you have promised to renew our very spirit, our very life, as we come to you in Christ. Father, today I pray for the team that I'm working with here in the Marion, Cedar Rapids area, and not only for our safety, but for our effectiveness in representing Jesus. Even as we represent the church here and the ministry of Ides, but more importantly, that we represent Jesus to those who are weary, who are worn out, who are looking out over their property and having nowhere to start, and some who are looking at their own life and having no way of knowing how to overcome the weariness that they experience. May we be a point of light in their life today. Father, I pray for each one of us that we would recognize those times that we are weary, that we are worn out, that we would willingly rest when we need to. We would eagerly feed upon your word. We would allow you to cleanse us of all sin, of all unrighteousness through the blood of Jesus. Father, I continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our communities. It seems like the mental health of our children just continues to decline according to statistics. More and more are in need. Their mind, their bodies, their spirits are completely worn out at times. So, Father, as I pray for the children, I pray that we would set the example, that they too can be renewed, that we would watch out for their weariness, that we would not be the ones pushing them beyond what they're capable of enduring, that we would live as Jesus would want us to as we parent or mentor or teach, and that all that they experience would lead them to a renewed path with Christ. God, today as we walk that path, may we recognize this renewal of strength, this renewal of energy, this renewal of spirit is something that is available 24/7. I know there were times yesterday when I would just sit for 10, 15 minutes for a quick time of renewal as I awaited for the evening when I was able to be even more renewed, more refreshed. But our walk with you, we can have these times of complete renewal at any given time simply by drawing near to you, by being still and waiting upon you. So, Father, as we seek this path of renewal, may you increase our patience, our willingness to wait. God, today as I pray, I ask that you would help us to represent Jesus well, to lift him up in everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we post online. May you guard the things that would be a hindrance to someone else's walk with Christ. May today we begin the day renewed and refreshed, and not just physically and not even physically being the most important, but in our spirit. And as we live today with a renewed spirit, with a renewed hope, with a renewed trust, may we make the most of every opportunity to share that with others. And Father, as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to him, that they would find a renewed path. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.